Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We talk about bringing your tithes to the church. I understand the thought, but really we're giving it to God. That's who it goes to. Our tithes is of the Lord. It belongs to Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, while you're there in Hebrews 7, look in verse number 4, tithe is mentioned. Abraham gave a tenth of the spoils. By the way, let me jump ahead of myself. The word spoils literally means to take it off the top, to take it off the heap, the spoils. It's not what's left over, it's the first. Amen, preacher. What does that mean? That means you give your first to the Lord. Not after it gives out, not after you take out your taxes, not after you take out workers' comp, not after you take all these other things, insurance and all, and then what's left, well, whatever's left, then I tithe. No. Are y'all following? You give off the top of the heap, the very top. Well, preacher, I just can't make it if I tithe off the top and whatever's left, then I give. Then you're not tithing. I wish I could hang there for a while, okay? I can't afford to tithe. My friend, you can't afford not to give to the Lord. Abram gave the top. We ought to give. Let me give you an illustration. I may get some flack from this. Say you make $1,000 a week. Y'all, a lot of y'all out there are rich, okay? Y'all make $1,000 a week. I'm just playing round numbers, okay? Do you know a tithe would be $100? I can't afford it. What happens out of the tithe, then, or out of the $1,000, Uncle Sam gets a good chunk of it. How much? I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know. But they get a good chunk of it. Social Security, blah, 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 you know, all that. Then you don't have your $1,000. You may have $700-something. You have insurance. All of these things you're paying. I understand. And you're down to $500. Well, I'm going to give the Lord $50. You didn't tithe. Tithe is the $100. That's a whole other thing. That's what the meaning of the word tithe means. It means off the top. One-tenth. You can't get around it. And by the way, I was talking to somebody two, three weeks ago about, you know, tithe is fair for everybody, whether you're a millionaire or you're a pauper, across the board. If you only make $100 a week, a tithe is $10. If you make $1,000 a week, like some of y'all rich folk, that's $100, okay? You get the point. Tithe, let me move on. I got so much here. But it means off the top. He gave a tithe. Then look at, now we get to verse number 3. Here's where all the confusion is. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor the end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. The key word here in verse number 3 is the word like. Like. The word like literally means, I wrote that down somewhere. Okay. It means like a facsimile copy or a model, being made similar to. It's not Christ. He's like unto Christ in that he's prophet, he's priest, and he's king. Melchizedek was not Christ pre-incarnate. He was a real man. He was a real king. He was a real priest in a real city. Here, Melchizedek, now get this. I wrote this down. I'll read it so you don't get confused. Here, Melchizedek is a picture of Christ and a type of Christ. So why did God leave the genealogy of Melchizedek out of this? Why is that so important? Well, because Melchizedek was to be a type of the Lord Jesus Christ and his priesthood. Remember when Paul told the Hebrew folk that we're heading into meat territory, y'all, right now? Remember talking about milk and meat? He said, hitherto I've been feeding you on a bottle because you're in that. Now we're getting into meat because he said, now we're going to feed you some meat and I don't want you to choke on it. Matter of fact, Peter said some things in 1 Peter. Said, our brother Paul wrote some things that's kind of hard to be understood. Remember that? I think he's talking about these passages right here. That Melchizedek was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only of his ministry, but even of his priesthood, because we read this continually, continually. From the prophecy given in Psalm 110, verse 4, we see that Melchizedek is a picture of Christ in that, that the Lord Jesus is the eternal God and he will forever be a priest. There will be no change in his priesthood because he is eternal, speaking of Jesus. And because of that, Melchizedek is compared to Jesus Christ. The genealogy was not important. That was not the point he was making. Sure, he had a mom. Sure, he had a father. If that's the case, he was greater than Jesus. Because Jesus, who's his father? So you have to be careful to say, when he said that he didn't have a father, he didn't have a mother, he's not talking about him as a man, he's talking about his office work. Comparing that Jesus is the eternal God, he will forever be a priest. There will be no change as far as Melchizedek genealogy record is concerned. He was not born near he died, nor did he die. The point being made that Christ is better than Melchizedek. Melchizedek was better than Abraham and better than Aaron and all of the Levites. That's what he's getting to. We focus on the genealogy. Well, he didn't have any genealogy. Who was his father? By the way, in the Aaronic and Levite priesthood, somebody begets somebody, begets so-and-so, begets so-and-so, begets so-and-so, their genealogy. Their priesthood died. That their office died when they died. Christ never died. Talking about his priesthood. It will be continually. That's the reason they're here in verse number 3. He talks about Melchizedek being without father, without mother, without descent. In other words, his genealogy is not recorded. That's what it means. So-and-so begets so-and-so, who begets so-and-so, begets so-and-so. Neither had the beginning of days nor the end of life. It's a continual priesthood. It's the office. Because what he's sharing to these believers is that this, what Jesus is doing is so much better than that old Jewish tradition of the priest. Jesus is so much better. Remember, the Jewish people were going back to the priesthood. So he inserts this about Melchizedek. Jesus, you thought Melchizedek was something. Jesus is even greater than him. Let's read a little farther. I'm running out of time here. Verse 4. Now consider how great this man was, talking about Melchizedek, how wonderful he was, on whom even the patriarch, when the Jewish people, he was the father of the Hebrew nation. Think of Abraham. The Bible says Melchizedek was greater than Abraham because Abraham gave him a tenth part of the spoils. And not only him, verily they that are the sons of Levi, the priesthood who followed all that whole priesthood line, who received the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Remember, he was the father of the Jewish people. They came out of the loins. But look, verse number 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And verse number 7, and without all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better. Now, I know your head is spinning right now, okay? What are you saying here? The blessing here is not the simple wishing of good things to others. We'll say, God bless you. When we say that, God bless you, normally, hey, I wish good things upon you. Okay. This ain't the kind of blessing it's talking about. Because that can be done from anybody, from inferiors to superior. From a low in life to a high, somebody, a big dog, you can say, may God bless you. From a low life to a high, are you following? But when it goes from a high office to a low office, that's a completely different thought. Because it's the action of a person who's authorized to declare God's intention to bestow good things on another. Here, inferiority is blessed by superiority. Abraham was inferior to Melchizedek. Inferiority was blessed by superiority. That's the picture that Paul is trying to get with these to the Jewish believers. Don't get caught up with, oh, you don't have a father, don't have a mother. That's not the point he was making.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.